Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. God, I still can't believe it. That little thing, it's really us. That's really our baby girl. I can't believe how fast it all happened too. It feels like one moment I was there in the hospital bed, grunting and yelling. Then we were putting her into the car seat. And now we're home. It looks like the baby box is working really well too. She's a bit low on the ground, but we should still be fine getting to her. I'm guessing you want to sleep on the side of the bed closest to her? I can't believe how quiet and peaceful she's being too. The only time she cried was when I popped her out and for her shots. Those few moments of silence right after I got her out were like the longest seconds of my life. Yours too, I'm sure. But I gotta say, babe, I've been kind of amazed with you through all of this, especially these past few days. Well, it's just, I've never seen such an emotional side to you before. Okay, I'll explain what I meant, but let's get undressed and into bed, okay? We can't be standing over her all night. Honey, she'll be fine. She's right here in the box, and you'll be able to see her even while you're laying down in bed. But you've been sleeping in a chair for the past few days. So come on, bed now. That's my good boy. Come on. Cuddle with me. I'll even be the big spoon. It feels so nice to be back in our own bed. So feels weird though, knowing there's an extra little person in here with us. Can you still see her from where you are? Good. Now, I want you to lift up your arm so I can get mine under. I love you so much. But oh yeah, what I was talking about, I don't know, it's just seeing you be so emotional, I guess. I mean, you really opened up over the years, and I know you've been working hard to try and be more expressive of how you're feeling to me. We both kind of had our list of stuff to work on as we worked our way up to having our first child. But I don't know, that look on your face when she cried for the first time, and then the look on your face when I asked you if you wanted to hold her, and the look on your face when you were holding her. And oh man, the look on your face when she cried as they were doing her shots. You get the idea. It's just, I'll never forget it. All the expressions you made. Sure, I couldn't stop looking at her all the time myself, but seeing my man be so expressive was just, it's something I'll never forget. Even now, the look on your face, every time you look at her, it's just something incredibly special. It's like I'm seeing a whole new side of you for the first time, and I just think it's beautiful. Babe, it's nothing to be embarrassed about, and I'm not teasing you, but alright, I'll try not to gush too much. It's just so hard not to. It feels nice to have my arm around you like this. It also feels kind of strange to be able to get this close behind you without there being anything in between. I still feel super weird going around without all the extra weight. And by weird, I mean it's such a fucking relief. Well, I'm still feeling sore and I'm really tired. But I actually feel pretty fine. I feel giddy and excited more than anything. How she's doing down there? Still sleeping away, you say? Huh. She's a little sleeper, isn't she? I think she might have inherited your chill temperament. Remember how even the nurses were talking about how surprised they were with how quiet she was the entire time? The only time I remember she cried was when she was hungry or needed to be changed. And when they were giving her shots. Otherwise, she either slept or just kind of hung out. I still can't believe how much she looks like you. You two have the same eyes, the same nose, and the same cute smile. But really, babe, you kind of made this whole crazy ordeal easier for me. I was honestly pretty scared with everything leading up to the delivery. I could tell you were nervous out of your mind too. How many times was it that the nurses had to tell you to calm down and stop pacing around the halls in the room? But you'd always come back to sit with me. And I would always wake up from my sleep. All my power naps with you holding my hand. But then, of course, when the time came, having you sit behind me in bed while I delivered her was a godsend. I was honestly kind of freaking out when the time actually came to deliver her, but you right there behind me, holding me all tight with your arms wrapped around me, it kind of just took all that fear away. it helped me stop thinking about all the what ifs and, oh my god, this is happening, and just focus on you and getting that thing out of me. And also helped me realize that I was completely safe and had nothing to be afraid of. But hey, honey, would you mind turning around so I can look at you? Just for a little while. I want to see your face and also tell you something. I promise nothing will happen to her in the moments you aren't staring at her. Okay? There we go. So, babe, here's the thing. You need to get some sleep. And I know you haven't gotten so much as a nap since my water broke when we went into the hospital. And that this is like the second night you haven't slept at all. I know you're feeling super eager and protective of her right now. And you just want to keep a constant eye, and believe me, I do too. But you still need to look after yourself. We both need to look after ourselves. I'll be getting up to feed her in a few hours. But I want you to sleep at least until morning. No. You have to sleep all the way until morning. I'm tired, but I've gotten at least somewhat of a decent sleep over the past few days, and you haven't got any. I get it. I know it's hard to just relax and unwind. So, I'm gonna help you out. Yes, thank you, babe. I definitely haven't forgotten that I can't have sex for 6 months. I certainly don't feel up for it. After having given birth a handful of hours ago. And that wasn't what I meant anyways. So, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm just going to roll these blankets down. Finally figure out what's happening here. Good. I want you to roll on onto your back. Now, lift up your hips and I'll get these boxes off. There we go. So, babe, I know you're excited and eager with everything that's going on, but I want you to just kind of trust me here, okay? You've been an amazing father for having only been at it for half a day, but I want you to just trust that I can handle things with her for a while, all by myself, while you relax. I'd write you right here and now if I could, but I can't. So, I'm gonna do this for you instead, because I want to thank you and give you a little reward for how supportive you've been of me for the past few days. So here's what I'll have you do. I want you to look over her and take one good, long look at her. Yep, right now. See how she's asleep? All nice and safe? Nice and comfy in her cute little baby box. A cute little butt laying right where we left her. I want you to lay back, and that's going to be the last time you look at her until morning. Yep, I'm serious. I don't want you to look at her or worry about her for the rest of the night. You've done an amazing job watching both her and me the past few days. But tonight, your job is to look after yourself. Okay. So now, I just want you to lay back, breathe, relax, and just let me take care of you, okay? I know it's been days since you've had the chance to get off or anything, since you've been with me at the hospital the entire time. And I know you're going to be backed up. So, if you come really quick when I do this, then just relax and let it happen, okay? Here, I'll even take my night top off so you can have something extra to look at as a distraction from looking at her. Now, I want you to take a deep breath with me. Okay, babe? So, breathe in and breathe out. And don't worry, I won't make a lot of noise. And I'm gonna just kiss my way down this dad bod of yours, and then I'll just take your cock in my hand and I know how much you love it. When I just start by licking up and down the shaft first, I'll get it all nice and wet for you to just relax. Just like that, babe. Just focus on the sensations. You're certainly hard enough fast. Really wouldn't have mastered if you hadn't, though. I would have kept going, but it looks like you're starting to feel just how backed up you really are. Don't worry, I plan to help you feel all better. There, got everything nice and wet. Now I'm gonna take the whole thing in my mouth, and remember, only focus on me and what you're feeling. And nothing else. And when you need to come, just relax. Let it happen. Ready? You want to hold one of my hands while I do it? Alright, here we go. God, you taste so good. Licking so much pre-cum already. You can thrust up into my mouth a bit too, if you want. Yeah. Just go ahead. That's it, babe. That feel good? I've never felt you be so eager like this before. That's good. Just stay focused on me. Here, I'm gonna try and take you a bit deeper into my mouth, okay? Keep hold of my hand now. Alright? Having a hard time not getting carried away. Here, I know I have to keep things on the quiet side. Are you getting close? Yeah? I can feel you swelling up, baby. Alright. I'm gonna keep swirling my tongue around the head of your cock, okay? And just go ahead and come in my mouth when you're ready. I'll be sure to catch it all. Okay? That's it, babe. Just keep working your way up. Just let it all go in my mouth. I love you so much, honey. You have no idea how much you deserve this. And how much I love you. I promise, when we can do it normally again, I'm gonna give you the ride of your life. But for now, I'll keep rewarding you with my mouth. Okay? Mm. Are you going to come? Alright, babe. Here, take my other hand too. Okay? Hold on tight and don't let go. Squeeze as hard as you want. Just breathe in and out. Relax and come for me, babe. I'm going to take you into my mouth as deep as I can. And just come when you're ready. Okay? There we go. That was a lot. Must have been a good one with the way you were shaking when you came. See? I told you how you're really backed up. So now, just let yourself breathe and savor the high. And remember, honey, no looking over her, okay? Just keep laying there and relaxing. I promise you, she's still perfectly okay. You're still leaking a bit. Well, let me make sure I get everything. There we go. Now, let me just get back next to you and pull the blankets up. So how was it? That eased the pressure off a little? Yeah? Good. Well, anytime you're starting to feel stressed and want me to give you another one, just let me know, okay? Things may be peaceful and quiet now, but there's going to be plenty of times in the future when that little girl is going to put us through our paces. So, if it ever gets to be too much, just let me know, okay? What about me? Well, I'm not sure. Sex usually is my go-to, but that's out of the question for a while. Obviously. So I think just doing simple things like helping with the dishes, doing housework, or cooking our meals for us would do it. It would honestly help a lot with stress for me. Not having to worry as much about that stuff. So that I could just focus on her. And then after a while, we could switch roles. I'll sort of take on all the housework related stuff and the cooking. And you can just focus on her, okay? Don't worry, I'll teach you exactly the right way to change your diaper and burrito wrapper. I know you were a bit too distracted when the nurses tried to show you how to do all of that at the hospital. Looks like that sleepiness is finally starting to kick in. Do you want to lay your head against me? I think my amazing new father should be able to get held just as much as my adorable little baby girl. Come here. You're really amazing, honey, you know that? I know this is all going to be a really scary and crazy time for us, but just getting through it with you, I just can't tell how happy I am. I know how nervous you are with all of this, and that you feel like there's all this new stuff you have to learn about caring for her, and that you're afraid you'll mess something up. But if you're worried about how good a father you are going to be, then you don't need to, because you already are one, honey. I've seen the way she looks at you when you hold her, and I can tell you, she already loves you to death. You mean the whole world to her, you know? Just as much as she does for you. And I love my two cuties so much, it makes me want to melt. I think you make an absolutely hot new dad, too. God have mercy on you. Once I'm able to do it again, I plan to make up for all of the months I missed. Drifting off? Good. I'll keep holding you like this until I get up to feed her. But then I'll come right back and keep holding you, okay? Tomorrow we can take her for her first time in the park, and I'll let you push the stroller the whole time if you want. Good night, honey. We both love you. Look forward to seeing both our smiling faces in the morning. Okay? I love you.